reporter interviewing Sue Waters, aka Good Sue, and Sue Hickton, aka Evil Sue, and how Good Sue cannot relate to computer type. Over to you.
Computer type? I mean, I don't even know what the real words you call this shortened language that you people use in SMS words. What are we going to call it? Are we going to call it
slang?
Slang? Well, it's not really slang.
Well, I thought it was leak speak.
Well, no, to me, I mean, we've just done a search on the internet, and leak speak is where you use numbers with it.
Well, not necessarily, because it just evolved from there originally.
Yeah, but, you know, you look at it, it's slightly different. Now, I've done my own search, and I believe it's text message language, or lingo, or net lingo.
Let's just call it net lingo.
Yep. But I have this real trouble. I'll get people send me messages, like Skype messages or SMS, and they'll use this language, and I'll go, what the... And I'll have to go to an online translator. Or you to know what they're saying.
A lot of it's intuitive once you get
But it's
going.
Not.
It is.
Yeah, it is. You get used to it.
How?
Maybe it's just it. Maybe it's a digital divide.
People tell you. When you play online games.
And the first time you get one, you go, what the? And
then you ask.
Or you go, WTF. Mm-hmm. And they tell you what it means.
Yeah.
That's how you pick it up.
Well, let me give you an example. I had an email from someone the other day we were meeting for a breakfast meeting, and they put in their email, do you want to go MYO or ABC? And I thought, okay, we must be using NetLingo. So I went to a translator and I went, no, that's not any of this sort of language. So I sent an email and she said, no, they were the two places, they're named.
The restaurants.
The restaurants, but... I mean, I'm traveling in the car, and I see a car with the number plate, and it's used this lingo, and I've gone, what the does that mean? And I'll sit there in the car going, and it'll take me 5 minutes to work out it's accelerate or something.
I find it really easy. See, that's leak speak, because it's got the H in it, you see, because it's using the numbers in with the words, so... And I just find it really easy. I was always turning the calculator upside down at school. You know those calculators with the black screens and the green writing?
Yeah,
you know, really old ones. And you'd write, I can't remember what some of the things were, but you'd write, put in some numbers and turn it upside down and it'll say hello. You know, so...
No. But I thought the numbers represented a letter and the alphabet.
They can do, not always. But not always.
You can write in, go to hell, and then show it to your teacher.
And it's not always numbers, it's just... Characters on the keyboard can be part of it.
Yeah, and I get that. I don't get that. I get these emails, and people put these dots and these...
That's a smiley face.
But which one...
He's drawing a smiley face in the air, by the way.
But which one's a smiley face, and which one's a happy face?
It's like,
what language is that? Is that net lingo?
They're emoticons. You're talking about emoticons. That's different again.
Emoticons, well...
Okay, emoticon is using text to convey a thought or a feeling or a mood. Whereas what we're talking about, the net lingo is different again. We're actually just abbreviating words.
But they send me these emails and I'm like, okay, somebody's finally explained that actually is something other than pressing the wrong buttons on the keyboard.
Yeah.
So how do I know that somebody's smiling at me, laughing at me, or unhappy?
Well, you can Google it. You can actually look up emoticons, and you can find whole...
You can Google emoticons.
Do it now. I'm gonna Google emoticons. Emoticons. Now, check this out. There's so many, it's not funny.
They make thousands.
Heaps of them. And now technology has evolved to a different place. So, for example, on Skype and MSN and... ICQ or whatever it happens to be, you're in a chat with someone and you can actually choose an actual picture of an emoticon.
I can relate to that. Yeah,
but it's an evolution.
But I can bring up the little... I can run my thing over it.
Here you go. This
is
your basic...
Okay. Standard smiley.
I did it.
Standard smiley.
For lazy
wrinkly
people.
Wrinkly smiley.
See, now, I'm a fan of the standard smiley for lazy people because I can't be bothered putting the nose in.
Oh my goodness! Somebody could send me a kissy smiley, and I would have just thought they'd sent me a.
Yep.
They pressed all the wrong keys.
Yeah, so this is a really basic one. There's so many smileys or emoticons; it's insane.
Well, you know, maybe they should just realise that you should just say what you're thinking instead of using this,
language that I just don't understand.
Learn this.
There's actually a whole body of peer-reviewed literature that says you should not send emails with emoticons to people who are baby boomers because they don't get it.
But I'm not a baby boomer. Let's just go through this.
Maybe you're a mental baby boomer.
I have this argument with people. I know that I might seem a bit out of touch, but I'm not a baby boomer.
No, you're not. It's from 1962, the baby boomer.
Yeah, about...
Okay, we're finding out the exact date. Oh, shit. I'm a baby boomer.
There you go. So, there goes. As I said, but they basically step in, support the literature that says we should be sending you smiley faces.
Well,
so everyone listening to this, don't email Sue with smiley faces and emoticons.
Hold on, I'm sure this baby boomer figure, baby boom. Well, look, there's a bit of debate as over which state is the baby boomer.
Look, basically you're old and you can't handle emoticons.
I could be part of this conscious revolution group.
No.
No.
I'm sure that, look, I know that Wikipedia isn't always correct. There must be a more valid date.
There's not a definitive date. It's around about the early 60s, you can say.
Well, I'm not that old.
So you could be...
You're only 46.
I'm not 40 bloody six. Anyway, getting back to it, we all agree. Don't anyone send me any emoticons that don't have a picture and the little text hover over
but
the cousin.
But we're now digressing because an emoticon is different to the NetLingo stuff we were talking about.
But they both get me. I don't get them.
See?
I can't read it.
I don't know. It's easy. I just know. And I don't understand how I just know. Maybe it's because I'm like, Sean, your 13-year-old son and I'm this 30-something and I'm doing as much gaming as his and you just learn. You just absorb it and you work it out.
Yeah, but I don't think it's just gamers that learn this language. I'm sure that
I actually learned in chat rooms before I even had a mobile phone. So I actually started learning NetLingo in chat rooms when the internet, in the late 90s, when people were becoming a lot more accessible at home, I found chat rooms. There wasn't online games then. And that's when you start, well, number one, your typing speed picks up dramatically. And number two, you start learning to pick up this NetLingo, LOL. LOL. Laugh out loud.
It's taken me a few years to work that one out,
twice a week, I have to tell someone what it is. And
really?
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's Ruffle Mayo, so rolling on the floor laughing my ass off. And so it gets to a point. It's different degrees of laughing, though. Like, it's how much you're laughing. So it's like... LOL is just like a little laugh. Rolling on the floor laughing my ass off usually means my head is on the desk and I'm crying because I'm laughing that hard.
Surely somebody who's using their phone all the time to text
is
using this lingo.
Oh, probably. The young ones are, not the old, not the baby boomers. My parents sending me stuff. They write whole big long words and they do it all in capitals. My God, shoot me now. So, you know, my parents have got excited because they sent a text message, but they don't know how to put punctuation. They don't put full stops in. And it's all in capitals, so I can't see the break in the sentence. Now, I don't tend to necessarily worry about punctuation if you don't use apostrophes or commas or anything, but, yeah, my parents just shouldn't be allowed to text. It's just not good.
So how's this... I can't even say the word. How's it sort of getting into your normal, everyday life, this bad language that you use and these emoticons?
You can't say bad language. That's an unfair call. Well, it's in mine, and we've talked about this previously, like my emails at work. So if it's just around the office, I've gotten really slack. I forget to put, I don't put, a, if I say don't, I won't put apostrophe between the N and the T. I forget, I don't capitalise, so I sign my name with a lowercase S. I say LOL and all sorts of other sort of NetLingo type terminology in my emails. And I have to be really careful that when I send something to someone more senior, it's a really important document, then I actually have to go through an edit for my NetLingo, not my spelling mistakes.
Well, I normally forget something like what, or forget the H, because
I don't do that one. Oh. I tend to put an H in that.
I'll do common mistakes, and I'll like forget to put in capitals, full stops.
It's causing problems with your schoolwork.
No, it's only when I'm using the computer, because you get used to where the keys are. When you're typing, you just go, while you're looking at the screen. When you're online gaming.
But it's okay, it's acceptable to talk like that on online gaming.
But didn't you like my net lingo I used the other night to invite you to dinner?
What was that?
I said, do you want to come to dinner? And I used all abbreviated words. I mean, that
but was... I knew what you meant. I didn't have to think about it.
But you must have gone, wow, she's done a good job with that net lingo.
No, not at all. I didn't see any difference. No, I want to buy that, I mean, like...
You didn't realise I'd used it.
To me, an invitation's an invitation, and I can read it. I don't care what it looks like. I can read it, and I can understand it, and I got the communication was clear.
But didn't you go, oh, I know that that's net lingo, that Sue's made an effort?
No.
You just thought it was just normal words?
No, I didn't think necessarily it's normal words. I didn't think anything of it. I just didn't think anything of it.
I mean, I try to bring myself to your level... And you slapped me in the face.
No, I'm not. That was a compliment because I didn't think anything of it. An invitation's invitation. It sent a message and I got it. I'm here and I've eaten your food.
I thought you would have gone, wow, she's trying to get to my level of speak.
We're used to people talking like that.
Yeah, you don't see it. Does it look any different? Yeah, it's not like it's something special. So it is.
So when I write these big long sentences in Skype, you go, oh, bloody hell. Soon.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I do.
And I just look at them sometimes and I think, God's sake, you could have said that in, like, you know, five characters. But
I can't understand it. I just don't get it.
When you become an online gamer...
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, but you will learn a lot quicker.
Okay, you hold this, ask her a question, and I'm going to read up the statistics of how much of the population are actually online gamers.
I'd say, how many percent would you reckon?
Not a lot. There's a lot of people doing it, but percentage-wise, probably won't be. Don't pick that up and down.
About 10%?
No. Representative, 4%.
Ah, and look at that. They're calling it online gaming addiction.
Oh, yeah.
You get addicted to online games, don't you?
Absolutely.
42% of online gamers are female.
42%? Oh, wow.
That's a lot higher than you thought.
That's a lot higher than I thought.
But you don't know that, because they could have just judged that on...
No, they've probably done surveys to collect the data.
You don't know, because most men will actually
69% of American heads of household play computer and video games.
There you go.
You got chopped.
Some 93 and 83% who actually buy the video games are over 18. The average age of computer games here and just video games as opposed to online gaming, the average age of people that go out and buy these is 40-year-olds.
There you go.
Oh my God.
And the average adult gamer has been playing for more than 12 years.
You are.
Guys, get your life. Why do they keep playing? This is what I want to know. 53% of game players expect to be playing as much or more 10 years from now than they do today.
Excellent.
I just don't get it.
So you're just behind the time. You thought you were cutting edge.
Not in gaming. I don't get gaming. You know, I personally think you're either a gamer or you're not a gamer.
I love it.
Good. Fun.
Thank
you. You don't get sick of it. You don't
eat. Oh, no, you have moments. But, yeah. Well, at least I'm not out... You know, buying alcohol every weekend.
At least somebody that's out buying alcohol every weekend is actually living a life rather than an unreal life.
But it's the best thing. It's someone else's definition of a life. Someone else's definition of a life. You can't.
Yeah, but sitting in this unreal virtual world.
What do you do all day?
I
sit on the computer and talk to people you can't see and you don't know whether they're telling you porcupines or not. It's the same thing.
It is. Liam Ward has just joined us and he's trying to convince us it's real.
Yeah.
And he's only 8. Thankfully, he doesn't have an online gaming account.
Yet.
Yeah. Liam, do you know what Text Talk is? Do you? Can you read it? Do you know what LOL is?
Not yet.
Yeah, I knew it, because
he was calling us.
It's pervasive. It's everywhere. You know, you're having to learn. My parents have to learn what LOL is because I LOL all the time in my emails.
No, I think you're going to visit me in 10 years' time and I still will suck at it.
No, it's everywhere. Like New Zealand last year. Here's a perfect example. Last year... in their exams, like the equivalent of their TE or whatever it is they have over there, they actually allowed students to write their exams using NetLingo and actually have it be correct.
That's ridiculous.
It's evolution. Evolution of the language.
But
the language is evolving. If the language didn't evolve, we would be Latin or ancient Greek and we would be dead.
Yes, but when we talk NetLingo, each different language must have their own version of NetLingo.
No, not that I'm aware of, because for example, I play these MMORPGs, these massive multiplayer online role-playing games, right? These huge gaming, huge games, people from all over the world, people from Asia, people from Europe, people from South America, and when we speak like that, we all understand each other.
But the NetLingo is translated into English.
Yeah, most people
they still know what it means. You can lol anyone. You can AFK any gamer in the world and they'll know what AFK is.
What does AFK mean?
It means I'm away from the keyboard and I'm not there.
I've only just learnt to GTG.
Good to go.
No, got to go. No. You told me it was got to go.
No, it's also good to go. In my game, it's good to go. So it means like if you're waiting for something to happen.
I'm sure you've been writing GTG.
No.
And they all think you're going, good to go, let's go in and kill someone.
In my game, that's what it means. It means it's good to go. So if I...
Hold on. I've got to get my translator out here.
Got to go.
Okay, we're going to... I've gone to my online site. GTG is...
Good to go.
Got to go.
No, good to go. Bet you're Fredo Frog, it's good to go.
What is you are Fredo Frog. Got to go.
Somebody's going to be walking to the shop and losing this bet. Sean's
come on, load. Load, you stupid
thing. Oh, well, give it time.
Man, my computer's fast,
isn't it? Okay, give it time, guys. You know, we're betting a Fredo Frog on whether it's good to go or got to go. And what hope have I got with this language that I can't relate to?
Good job, both of us. I like that. Got to get beer. Of GTG beer.
GTG stands for got to go and good to go. See how dangerous this is? Because in Sue's game site, it means good to go, which means let's attack our enemies. And Sean, when he uses it...
He's got to go, Mum's kicking me off the computer.
Yes, when he's playing World of Warcraft. Now, if he got somebody confused, he could be telling them to attack. See how not...
No, it's the nuances, because they would know. If he said, oh, bugger, Mum's here, and he does a GTG, it's pretty obvious that they're not going to...
But he doesn't go, bugger, Mum's here.
Yeah, I will. I'll complain. I'll go, oh, my God, Mum's walking now.
But you won't
kick me.
Yeah, so you won't like it in NetLingo. He's doing it in NetLingo before you even get here and it's scrolled up and you can't see it.
Do you get this NetLingo, Dave?
Is that the official title for it, is it?
Well, we've decided for the moment.
And did you know there's this whole other lingo called...
Leak Speak,
which uses numbers, and then there's this other one called emoticons. Haven't you got it? Oh, look, Dave's even older than me, so I'm feeling better. Emoticons, watch this, Dave. You probably had emails on this one.
Smileys, you know, smileys? Emoticons.
These. Have you had emails with those and gone, what the? And just ignored them? Dave?
What do you mean, like little symbols, you mean?
No, oh, these.
Smileys.
No.
You probably had
it. They don't know they're a boomer and they don't send them. Well, there's that too. You might have thought it was bad punctuation. Unless he works in an office of old people.
Are they frowning at me? Are they smiling at me? Well, do they really want... I don't know what they're talking about.
So you must work in an office full of old people.
So I think we can officially, for all the people that call me a geek and a... A geek would know this language. So I think we can officially say that Sue Waters is neither a geek or a nerd.
No, I know some nerds who don't know this language, and they're about my age, so you know.
She could be Addicted Freak.
Addicted Freak.
Yeah, that's the title.
Is it? I haven't heard that one.
And for an update of the whole... business of the whole internet addiction. There was another article in the paper today and it was over people addicted to the emails. And I think that's me.
Oh, I'm so not addicted to emails. I'm sick of the bloody things, but anyway.
Mum gets like 150.
I do not.
Tell me about it.
I do not.
She
I do not. Anyway, have we finished? Have we wrapped up and accepted that I'm going to stop all this evolution of net lingo?
No, you don't.
You can, but it's not stopping. It's going to keep on going.
You don't.
And it's going to change. And all the old fuddy daddies are sitting around going, look at the grammar, but it's just evolution. It's
old fuddy daddy.
No, in 50 years, everyone will be writing like this, and all the old baby boomers will be dead. It'll be the millennials and the Gen Ys doing it. And then their kids will come through, and it'll be something else, and they'll be whinging about the language.
And then you'll have to learn it someday.
No, I won't have to learn it.
I've told you 3 times now what lol means, and it's the most fundamental bit of net lingo on the whole bloody thing.
I know what lol means.
But how long did it take you to get it?
I didn't.
It's like hitting a brick wall.
It's not.
It was.
That was one of the first.
I even know BTW.
By the way.
Yes. So I'm pretty good.
What about TTFN?
Shit, hold on. Let me go to my dictionary.
TFN. No, T-double-T. TT, hence the TT.
FN.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to check this out. Now, for any of you that are struggling like me, I suggest you get a Lingo online dictionary. Ta-ta for now. Goodbye.
And this is one you'll be able to sign off with.
Okay, and we're signing off with TTYL. Talk to you later. I'm sure there could be one that says...
There's shorter ones.
Shorter ones, or ones that say, I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and we'll talk to you another time.
Nah, it's just TTYL.
TTYL.
Alligator.
So it's goodbye from me, and it's TTYL from
me.
And Sean?
TTLY. Or DTG.
Ah! But that could mean that we're good to go. And we are good to go, because we're ready to produce it now.
Yep, let's go.
Okay.
You can just edit.